Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. And today I'll be talking about publishing that book, getting that book out. I'm excited to be able to bring to you some of the information that I have gleaned over the years as I have become a published author. In 2003, I published my first book, Nobody's Business, and that was a blessing from the Lord because I was working in corporate America, and I didn't want to do that anymore, so I had been praying and asking the Lord for a way out, so he led me to write a book, and I actually wrote a novel based loosely upon my own life, Nobody's Business. I submitted that novel to a publishing company, and from there, the rest is history. The publishing company did offer me a contract, but I prayed, and after praying, I was led to go ahead and open my own publishing company. So that's how Diligence Publishing Company was started. That's the beginning of my story as a publisher and as an author who actually owns my own publishing company. So I wrote Nobody's Business and released that in 2003. Then I released another two books in 2005, and I released another book in 2007. So today I just want to share with you some of the things that I have gleaned over the years as a publisher. And this show is not like unlike any other show that I've done. I like to open with prayer. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you. You are worthy to be praised. God, there's none like you, and I magnify your name on today. I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done and all that you continue to do in my life. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to become a published author. I thank you, Lord, for giving me my own publishing company, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for giving me the ability to speak to audiences everywhere about publishing and writing that book. So, Lord, I ask that you bless this time, this 45 minutes that I will be here on Blog Talk Radio, and I will continually, Lord, give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. I ask also that you bless each and every person that tunes and help them to realize their dreams of becoming published authors. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to apologize. I know that I started out a little bit choppy. You know, it's amazing every time that I get ready to come and do a program, I have to go through different changes as far as technology is concerned. And today was no different. I actually encountered problems when I was trying to get into the switchboard here. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I do not let my heart get discouraged when I come up against trials and when I come up against complications. I have learned to count it all joy and to keep pressing forward, to keep pressing through the trouble. And that's a word for someone on today. No matter what you're going through, you can make it if you faint not, if you continue to press, if you just continue to press through the storm and through every trial, through the fire, through whatever it is, any opposition that is trying to come against you, just keep pressing. Keep pressing forward. Okay, with that said, I want to let you know that the switchboard is open. The switchboard is open, and the phone number for you to call in is 646-652-4832, and you can call in with your publishing questions. You can call in with your publishing questions. I was sharing with you earlier about how I wrote my first book, and here I wanted to talk to you today about why you should write that book, why you should go ahead and get that book out. I believe that if you're walking with God, that eventually, as the scripture says, as you're delighting yourself in the Lord, that eventually he will give you the desires of your heart. And it is my belief that that pretty much means that God will begin to download some desires into your heart. So you'll find yourself wanting to do certain things, not really knowing why you want to do the things that you want to do. And I just want to encourage you that oftentimes when you have it in your heart to write a book, that inspiration comes from God. And that is my belief, that God, it is God who inspires us to go forward and become writers, to go forward and get the manuscript together, to go forward and put the thoughts that we have in our heads and in our hearts on paper, to go forward and begin to write the book, whether it's a book of poetry, whether it's a book of praise, whether it's a testimony, whatever it is that the Lord impresses upon your heart. I believe that God wants that particular work to be shared with others. So I want to encourage you that if you have it in your mind to write a book, or if you've already written a book, I want to encourage you that that is probably an inspiration that has been given to you from God. Now, the crazy thing about this is that I did have a whole bunch of notes that I wanted to share with you, and I've been looking around for the last couple of minutes, and I don't have those particular notes. But I want to share some scripture with you, and I'm wondering where my notes are, and okay, that's what it is, where my Bible is. Okay. Okay, we're going to continue to move forward. I want to share some scripture with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And pray for me. Pray for me as I do these programs. Pray for me as I do these programs, because I need prayer to keep moving forward to do everything that God has called me to do. There's a, when I was talking about inspiration, you know, it's strange because there's so much in Scripture about being inspired. In the book of Psalms, chapter 68:11, it says, "The Lord gave the word, and great was the company of those that published it." That's one scripture. And then I want to go and share with you a scripture that is very dear to me and includes the objective of this particular program. 2 Timothy 3:16-17 says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 2 Timothy 3:16-17. When you think about writers and authors, and even yourself as an author, and the fact that you've written a book, you think about the fact that you've written that book because you want to pretty much help somebody. You know, I believe that we all write because we want to help somebody. There's a message that you want to get out to those who will pick up your book and read it. There's an audience out there that you want to reach. And pretty much we begin to write because we know that that's a story, the story that we're telling, or the poetry that we're writing, or the self-help book that we're writing is going to help somebody. And I believe that that should be the main reason that we write, to in order for what we've written to get into the hands of the proper people in order to help those people to move forward with what it is that the Lord has for them to do. Amen. Amen. So write the book. Write the book. If there's a book in your heart, if every time you hear somebody talk about the fact that they've written a book, if something happens on the inside of you, then you are probably one of those people that is supposed to be writing the book. And if you haven't started writing, I want to encourage you to just begin to write. Sit down at your keyboard and begin to let the thoughts that are in your head, the thoughts that are in your heart, let them flow through you, out through your fingertips, out onto the keyboard, or through the pen onto the paper, so that you can begin to get it out. A lot of people don't write the book because they don't know how. So that's the first thing that I want to start with. I want to start with how to write the book. How to write the book. And the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. how can I write this book? You may say, well, Pastor Rebecca, I have this book in me, and I just don't know where to get started. I don't know how to get started. I don't know where to begin. And you have to begin wherever the beginning is for you. Wherever the beginning is for you, that may be at the beginning. That may be when you were a child. That may be at the beginning of this particular story that you want to tell. That might be with the first piece of poetry that you write. That might be with the first fact that comes out when you begin to write. Whatever the beginning is, let that be your beginning. Whatever the beginning is, let that be your beginning. And it may not be the beginning of the book when you begin to put everything together. It may be the middle of the book. For some, it may be the end of the book. Do you know that some people actually write the end of the book first and then come back to do the beginning and the middle? Some people actually write the whole book and then they come back and write the introduction. Some people write the introduction and the conclusion and then fill in the pieces in between. You have your own style of writing, and the only way that you're going to realize what that style of writing is by beginning to write. Amen. Amen. And again, I'm going to open up the chat board here. I'm going to open up the chat board. But again, the switchboard is open, and I'm going to open up the chat board so you can come in if you have a question that you want to chat while I'm talking. I will be able to answer your question. And again, the thing about writing that book is you have to think about your why. You have to think about your why. People write books for many reasons. Some people write books because they have some stuff in them that they need to purge. Now, although this is true, and a lot of people do write books for this reason, that cannot be the primary reason that you, that cannot be, it can be the primary reason, but it cannot be the only reason that you write your book, because sometimes if that's the reason, the only reason that you write the book, what happens is you're not particularly healed in that area, and you begin to write a book and it trashes everybody. So I want to encourage you not to write a book that's going to trash those people who have done you wrong. The Lord says vengeance is mine, so don't worry about paying somebody back. Don't worry about telling the story in such a way that all of your bitterness and all of your pain comes out on the page. Because if you do it this way, what happens is it becomes poison to your readers. And you don't want to poison the hearts of those people who are reading your books. You want to make sure that you're ministering hope and healing, encouragement, exhortation. You want to make sure that you're ministering hope and joy in the Lord. You want to minister peace. You want to minister instruction. You know, you might write a book telling people how to do something. So if these are the things that you have in mind, then I want to encourage you to couple that along with the fact that you know you have a story to tell and you want to write so that you can heal and so that you can help other people to heal while they're reading your story. There are many types of books. I've written a novel, Nobody's Business, was my first book, and it was very successful. As I was telling you earlier, I knew that I was supposed to write a book with my pastor, Bishop Hillier from the cathedral over in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. When we were attending the church over there, my pastor announced that he had written a book, and Bishop got up and said that he had written a book, and something on the inside of me quickened. I just knew that this was a part of my destiny because it connected with my spirit, the fact that he had written the book, and there was something now in me that wanted to write a book, not just because he wrote a book, but because that gift had been stirred up by the spirit, by the spoken word. When Bishop spoke that word, I've written a book, I knew that that was a part of my purpose. And for some of you, this has happened, where you've heard people talk about writing books and became a yearning in your spirit. And it became something that you knew you had to do. And you've been writing for all of your life. Like I used to write years ago. I used to write stories. I used to write poetry. I started with writing poetry. when I was a child, I was very shy. I was very sad because of my circumstances. So I would walk the long way home from school and literally make up stories as I was walking home from school. I would entertain myself. So books also are written to entertain and to help people forget about their own problems while they're caught up in the problems of your characters. That's another reason that we write. So I would make up these stories to entertain myself. And another thing that I used to do when I was a kid, I used to sit in my bedroom with all of my brothers and sisters. There were five of us and their friends, our friends. And we would sit around. They would come around me and tell me to tell them a story. Wow. Is that destiny or not? And that's why I talk about in my latest book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. I talk about the fact that what you were meant to do, your purpose is directly linked to your passion, and your passion is something that you've probably grown up with. It's something that when you were a little child, you probably said, when I grow up, I want to be a. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a writer. I want to be a preacher. I want to be a fireman. I want to be a basketball player. I want to be an author. I want to own my own publishing company. So a lot of us, when we were kids, we inadvertently lived out our dreams, and then life happened. So life happens a lot to the point where you get frustrated and you get sidetracked, and that dream gets pushed to the back burner. But it's not over until God says it's over. Amen. It's not over until God says it's over. So I want to encourage you to write. I want to encourage you to go ahead and write that book. Why do you want to write the book? Is it because you want to help somebody? Is it because you have a story to tell? Is it because you feel that it's a burden for you to write? Is it something that God inspired you to do? Habakkuk 2:2, God told the prophet to write the vision and make it plain so that those who read it may run with it, so that those who read it would run with it to encourage those to whom it would be sent. It was being sent. The word is always written for a reason in the Bible. And it's the same with us as authors and as writers. It always has to be written for a reason. Amen. Amen and praise God. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm talking to you about publishing your book and writing the book. The switchboard is open. The number is 646-652-4832. And the first caller actually receives a free consultation from me on writing the book and publishing your book. And I normally charge quite a penny for that. So you will be able to get a free consultation by being my first caller. And let's talk about fiction. When you're writing fiction, the most important element, what do you think the most important element in a book of fiction is? That's it. Action. Action. When you're writing fiction, you may have to make sure that your book is filled with action. Another important element in fiction is conflict. Conflict. There has to be something that your main character wants. There has to be something preventing that character from getting what they want, and then there has to be a conclusion, whether it's good or bad. And contrary to popular belief, all stories, all books of fiction do not have to have a happy ending. Yes, we would love for it to be that way, but that's not necessarily so. Amen. Amen and praise God. So when you're writing fiction, you want to make sure that there is action, and that there is conflict, amen, and you want to make sure that there is resolution. So there has to be a desire, there has to be a conflict, and then there has to be a resolution to that conflict. So also, I want to give you a couple of tips for writing the book of fiction. The first tip that I want to give you for writing fiction is let your characters go. And we're talking about how to write the book of fiction. Let your characters go. Let them be free. Your characters are alive and they want to have a life of their own. Let each character develop fully and freely. So when you're writing fiction, you don't want to control your characters. You want to let your characters control their own story. Let them tell their own story. The Holy Spirit, believe it or not, if you are a Christian, the Holy Spirit will lead you, and those characters will begin to take a life of their own. And even if you're not a Christian, the characters will develop their own spirit. They will develop their own life, and they will tell that story. Because believe it or not, even when you're writing fiction, there's a story. There's a real-life story connected to that fictional story. Most authors write their own lives, and most of us fictionalize those lives. So, in other words, when I wrote Nobody's Business, I didn't want to tell a story that was very real, but I didn't want to expose people that were still in my life that could have been hurt by the mere facts of this book and what I was talking about, because that book is riveting. It's riveting. And I didn't want to hurt people, so I fictionalized it. I made it fiction when it's really faction. It's fact mixed with fiction. So I took the real deal and I just fictionalized it. I used my imagination. I took it as far as I could take it because I didn't want to hurt anybody. We have to cover each other. Love covers a multitude of sins. And tip number two for fiction is give your readers a fly on the wall experience. They will love you for it. You know, the biggest reward for me with Nobody's Business is when people come to me and tell me, I read your book and I couldn't put it down. I read that book in a day. I just gave a copy to my daughter's teacher. She's in the fourth grade, and my daughter loves her teacher, so I wanted to give her a gift for being such a great teacher. So back in November, I gave her a copy of Nobody's Business. And she wrote me a note telling me how great the book was and how she had started reading it that night after doing maybe 10 parent-teacher conferences. She started reading the book that night, which I told her not to. If you're going to read Nobody's Business, you cannot start reading it at night because you'll be up all night. And that was the case. She was up all night. She said she could not put the book down. So she read the book into the wee hours of the morning, fell asleep, and then woke up the next morning reaching for the book, and I get that testimony so much. So you want to make it a fly-on-the-wall experience. Put your readers on the wall of the home of the lives of your characters. Give your readers a fly-on-the-wall experience. And tip number three for fiction is make your characters feel all of the emotions they are supposed to feel according to what is actually happening to them in the story. For instance, if your character just found out that her husband has been cheating on her with her best friend, she's not going to just sit there. She may initially be in a state of shock and sit there and say, I can't believe you did this to me. But that's really not real. Think about the soap operas. I like to think about the soap operas. And Erica Kane, when I was growing up, I don't know if she's still in the soap operas because I haven't watched them in years, 13 years to be exact. But when I was growing up, it was just so much drama on the soap operas, and Erica Kane was always throwing something, or somebody was always getting slapped, or somebody was always having a tantrum or an outburst or something. And if you want your story to be realistic, even with your real-life stories, if you're telling your story, people are going to want to know how your characters felt when this stuff was happening to them, or how you felt when this stuff was happening to you. So you're going to have to really be tied in emotionally to your story and to your character so that you can get these emotions out on paper to let people know what was really going on in this story. You know, how did you feel when he did that? You know, when you go to counseling, that's one of the questions that we ask when we counsel people. How did you feel when he did that? How did it make you feel when she said that? So you want to always be asking yourself, am I conveying the real feelings of the characters in this book? Amen. And again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm sharing with you on why and how you can publish your book. And I'm talking about fiction right now, but I'll be talking about other forms of literature because I've written two novels, fictional, factional novels. I've written a self-help book for women, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Nobody's Business. I've written a motivational book, Pump Up the Power, Get the Life You Want. all of these books within the past 5 years, and it's my goal to keep writing. I'm writing another novel right now. But if you have a question, I want to encourage you to call. The number is 646-652-4832. We have about 19 minutes remaining, and you can call and pick up that free consultation, or you can call just to ask a question if you want to pass on the free gift. You can do that, and someone else will pick that up. But writing is a serious business, and I really believe that we've been called by God to write. I believe that you have an assignment on your life if you have it in your heart to write a book, or if you have already written a book, I believe that it's an assignment, because you're telling someone something that God actually spoke to you. If you're writing an inspirational book, like my friend Pastor Vincent Grimsley, whom I interviewed last week, he wrote a book, God's Purpose is Greater Than Your Pain. And he wrote that book according to divine revelation that he had received from the Word of God, that he had received from God, that God was saying that your light affliction pales in comparison, is very light in comparison to the glory that I have for you, to my glory that's over your life, to the glory that's going to be revealed. So that's the gist of his book. And there's so much more in that book. If you haven't picked it up, I recommend it highly. And his website is vincentgrimsley.com. You can go and listen to the archive of that particular program. But he wrote a book with a purpose. He wrote a book to let people know that no matter what you're going through, let not your heart be troubled, because God is there and God is God. And that's just powerful. And God has a plan. He still has a plan for your life. No matter what you're going through, he still has a plan. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the book, again, has a purpose. You have to have a purpose for writing. Even fiction, nobody's business. I wrote that book because I wanted to expose spousal abuse. I wanted to expose the fact that women don't have to be in abusive relationships. We don't have to stay in abusive relationships. If someone is abusing you, you have to know that it's not your fault. And that's the message, one of them. That was the main message that I wanted to get across. I also wanted to talk about molestation, which is something that's often swept under the rug. And we're not talking about that a lot. So I wrote Nobody's Business to cover that. And to talk about low self-esteem, where young girls like I was are out there looking for love in all of the wrong places, low self-esteem, and being in relationships with people who don't mean you any good, being in bad relationships, alcohol and drug use. All of those issues are in my novel, Nobody's Business. That's why I said it's fiction, but it's faction, because the characters have been made up. But the issues are real. They're real, and they're life-changing. Amen. So even, but to do that, I needed to give my readers the experience of their lifetime. Amen. And that book has gotten very high ratings. You can go over to Amazon.com and look at Nobody's Business, written by Rebecca Simmons, to get an idea of some of the ratings that came in. Tip number 4 is the end is in the beginning. You just can't tell it until the action is over. Amen. So people want to know that there is someone who has a worse life than they do, and they want to know how it all ends up. So don't forget about the resolution. I talked about that earlier. Whether your story ends in victory or defeat, your story must end, and the ending must be tied up with the beginning. Did you get that? The ending is right there in the beginning. You have a character that wants something or wants to accomplish something. That's the beginning. Whether they get it or not, it's the ending. It's simple, right? Yes, it is simple. And you can do it if you only remember that the end is in the beginning. You just can't tell it until the action is over. Let the book play out. Don't give a spoiler in the middle of your book. Don't give a resolution in the middle, because people will put your book down. And the final tip, number 5, that I have for fiction is, tip number 5, in order to make smooth transitions in your story, Choose one point of view and stick with it. Don't take your readers into the heads of too many characters. It can get too confusing. So you want to make sure that you're not taking your reader into the head of Jane, and then into the head of Joe, and then into the head of Sally, then into the head of Bathsheba or Rashida. You want to make sure that you're sticking with one singular point of view until you become a master at this, so that you don't get confused and so that people don't get confused while they're reading your story. And I pray that this is helping somebody. The phone lines are open. The number is 646-652-4832. Now let's move into nonfiction. How do you write nonfiction? Nonfiction is written in many different forms. It can be autobiography, it can be self-help, how-to, poetry, or spiritual revelation. Basically, there are no rules for poetry. You can write poetry, you can rhyme, you can write prose, you can write poetry to flow, you can write in an eloquent sort of way that you're giving a speech that's very poetic in form. So you can write poetry in different types of ways, but it's a matter of expression. With an autobiography, it's your life, and you have the freedom to tell that story any way you want to, although you still want to remember the formula. And there's a formula with fiction that goes with an autobiography as well. And the formula is conflict plus action plus resolution equals your story. Conflict plus action plus resolution equals your story. Amen. So you want to make sure that you have that conflict, that action, that resolution that I talked about in fiction. You still need that in your autobiography. Another thing that is important for you in your autobiography is that you either feel like you're almost healed or you want to be healed before you write that story. And forgiveness is key. If you've had a story where you've been abused or battered or raped or molested or walked out on, abandoned or neglected, and you are bitter, it's not the time to write your story. Before you begin to write that story, you have to forgive. You have to forgive the people or the person that hurt you, and then you have to receive forgiveness for yourself for the actions that you probably played out as a result of you being hurt. So it's important to make sure that you're not writing your bitterness, and I talked about this earlier, make sure that you're not writing your bitterness onto the pages of your book, because if you do, then you're imparting bitterness into the spirits of those people who read your book. And people who read your book who have had these experiences will be worse than better after reading your book, and that's no good. That's not a go. That's a stop, hold up, wait a minute, go to the altar, pray, ask God to heal you, ask God to help you to forgive, ask God to forgive, receive that forgiveness, and then move forward with writing your book. Another thing is, if you're partially healed or if you feel like you're healed, go ahead and write the book. Warning. Even if you feel like you're partially healed, the thing about it is you probably need some more healing, which is why God probably is telling you to write the book, and your healing is going to be found in the pages of the book. There came a point when I was writing Nobody's Business, and I wrote a part in that book, and I pushed away from the desk and pushed away from the computer, and I said, I'm not writing this. I am not writing this. But God said, yes, you are, and you must, and you said that you would, because this book was the book that I didn't want to write. I was writing another book when I was writing Daddy Love, which is my second novel, about a girl looking for love in all of the wrong places. She's beautiful. She can have any man that she wants, but the only one that she wants is no good for her. I was writing that book, and God said, no. I was in the shower that night, and he said, I want you to write a book about a woman who works in a counseling center, and she helps women to deal with their issues, but she has issues of her own. So that was the book that I said yes to, and that was the book that God helped me to. When I didn't want to write some of the stuff that I wrote in that book, God said, no, you must, because you said yes, and I have called you to do this. So there is a purpose for what you are writing or what you have written. Amen. So when you're writing nonfiction, just write, remember your purpose, remember why you're writing the book, and answer this question. When you're writing nonfiction, make sure that you answer the question that all of your readers are going to ask. And that question is, what's in it for me, amen. What's in it for me? Why should I read this book? Most people are going to want to know, why should they read your book, amen. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I have 9 minutes left, and the switchboard is open, 646-652-4832. I want to talk a little bit about what to do when the book is written, so I'm going to move on because I only have 9 minutes. But let me give you tip number 6 for writing your book. Tip number 6. Make sure that you answer the question, what's in it for me? When writing nonfiction books, your readers will want to know why they should read your book. Write your book with the answer that you gave above in mind. And then I want you to stop. If you're writing a nonfiction book, I want you to take a minute now and answer this question. Why should I read your book? Why should I read your book? In other words, that's going to be the question to your what's in it for me. That's going to be the answer to your what's in it for me question. When you identify why people should read your book, why should people read your book, that's going to help you to know why you're writing the book. Amen, if that makes any sense. Tip number 7, when in doubt about what you can use, contact the publisher or the author and ask for permission. Don't go taking stuff from other people's work without permission, because that's plagiarism, amen, and that's copyright infringement, amen. So they normally people let you take a little bit, but you have to make sure that you're not taking too much. And in other words, when in doubt, go ahead and ask for permission, amen. Another thing when you're writing your book is that you have to use tip number 8, which is KISS. Keep it simple, sweetie. Amen. Keep it simple. Amen. Praise God. And I see that we have someone in the chat room, World of God Radio. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. And I'm just basically going over some of the concepts of writing your book. And I was here talking about the tip number 8, keep it simple. When you're writing anything that is nonfiction, don't get too technical, unless you're a technical writer and the Lord is leading you to write in a technical way. But the best thing to do is to write like you're writing to an 8th grader so that everybody can understand what it is that you've written. You want that message to be gotten, and you want it to be taken into the spirit of the people who read your book. Amen. Have you written a book? World of God. World of God Radio. Have you written or are you writing a book? Amen. And I want to talk to you now in the last 7 minutes. I want to talk to you about publishing your book. Now that your book is written, what do you do? What do you do? Amen. Praise God. World of God says, not yet. And earlier in the program, I talked about being inspired by God to write as God inspired the men and women. You know, the Bible was written by approximately 40 different men. Amen. 40 different men, and over the course of about 1,500 years. And that scripture, as I talked about in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, that scripture was inspired by God. Amen. And it was inspired for purpose. And I believe the same thing, even with your ideas that you have, World of God Radio, that God has inspired these ideas in your heart for a purpose. I know that you probably have a show here on Blog Talk Radio, and just like God uses you to speak the word, sometimes he will impress it upon your heart to write the word. And once the word is written, in the last 5 minutes, I want to go over what to do once the book is written. Once the book is written, you could do two things. You could start shopping around for a publisher, or two, begin the self-publishing process. I've self-published my books. The 4 books that I wrote, I did self-publish. I have my own publishing company, and I'm doing a publishing workshop next Saturday at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go over to my website at nccmradio.com. Actually, the website would be dpc-books.com, davidpetercharlie-books.com, to see some more information about that teleseminar that I'll be giving on next Saturday, and that is for charge. I am charging a $35 registration fee because I'm going to give you all of the notes, nuts and bolts of publishing your book. But once the book is written, you need to publish it. You need to either shop it around, send it out to quite a few publishing companies, pick up an agent that can shop it around for you, or you can begin the self-publishing process. If you're a preacher, a minister, if you're someone who's a speaker, it may benefit you to go ahead and publish your own book. Praise the Lord. So World of God Radio, I see you even have a title for your book, and I'm not going to shout it out because people do take titles, and I don't want that to happen to you, and I'm not accusing anybody that's listening of stealing either, but I keep my title secret until it's time for the book to be released, or at least until I register the title. But you're writing a book about your walk with the Lord, and I'm sure that that book has a purpose. What is your purpose for writing that book, World of God? What is your purpose for writing that book? And I want to congratulate you for having the inspiration from God and having the title even being given to you of that book, which means that you have to write it. You have to write that book. There are no excuses for you. I'm calling you out on the carpet, World of God Radio, that you must write that book. And I know that that's connecting with your spirit right now in the name of Jesus, that you have to write that book. And that's a book about hope, faith, and love. Hope, faith, and love. And I encourage you to just sit down and begin to write. If you haven't started writing, you have to start today. You have to make the most out of every single opportunity to spread the word and to begin to encourage. That's the gift that you have. World of God Radio, the Lord has given you a gift to encourage others. And you are called to encourage others through the written word. That's an inspiration from God. So I'm exhorting you to go ahead and write the book. Wow, we only have 2 more minutes, and I wanted to talk about publishing. Publishing the book is going to be very technical. If you're going to self-publish, you have to register your title. You have to do a title search and make sure that no one else is using that title. So that's something I want you to do, World of God Radio. Do a title search. Go to Amazon.com. Go to Google. Do a title search and make sure that no one else is using that title. Then you have to go ahead and get you to someone to do an edit of your manuscript. You want to have your book professionally edited. A big problem with self-published books is that there are too many errors, and you want it to be professionally laid out, so you need to get someone to do a text layout. Then you want to hire someone to do a cover design. You want to register with the ISBN website and get you some ISBNs, which is the barcode for your book. You want to make sure that you get a headshot so that you can put on the back cover of your book. You want to write a synopsis of your book to put on the back cover to tell people what the benefits are, what the story is about, what the book is about, and how that book can help them, whether it's going to entertain them or whether it's going to help them to grow in their hope, their faith, or their love of God. You want to just go ahead and get you a website set up. Set up a website. And make sure that you set up a shopping cart on your website. Get some pre-orders. And also establish your company. Get a name for your publishing company. Do a title search again to make sure that the name is not being used. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to start your book. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah, this show has helped one person. I'm happy, amen, to inspire one person to go ahead and write that book. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. And those are some of the things that you have to do. My company, DPC Diligence Publishing Company, handles everything that we've talked about, and you can email me to get more information about my publishing company and how I can help you to get started writing and publishing that book. That's it for today's program. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that you were blessed. And World of God Radio, I'm going to offer you that free consultation, amen, because no one called in for it, and you can email me to get that. We could do it over the telephone where I will be able to consult with you about writing your book. In the meantime, for those of you who are listening, I want to encourage you to make the most out of every single opportunity and write those books. Write those books. You've been called on the carpet by God to write the book, amen, and to remember that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace. World of God Radio, I look forward to hearing from you, and you are welcome. God bless you.